Barry White, the health insurance guy here. Got a new episode. This time around, I was surfing on the internet looking up some of the latest information regarding health insurance rates, exchanges, and so forth. And I got to tell you, I ran across one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. And this is, today's date is the June 17th, 2017. This was about 5 days ago. And if you look at the slideshow, you're going to be able to see this report. CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Now, this is the Health Insurance Exchanges Trends Reports. High premiums and disruptions in coverage lead to decreased enrollment in the health insurance exchanges. How can you believe that? Let's listen to that again. High premiums and disruptions in coverage lead to decreased enrollment in the health insurance exchanges. Now, I don't know how many millions they paid to tell me the obvious, but is that not the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard? So here's the summary. This brief presents an analysis of consumers who canceled or terminated health insurance exchange coverage in 2017. Specifically, it examines enrollment as it relates to affordability, financial assistance, and plan choice. The analysis shows that, now this is the genius of the analysis. The analysis shows that lack of affordability, increased premiums, and insurance coverage disruptions are factors that determine whether consumers will purchase and maintain health coverage on the health insurance exchanges. Can you believe that? That they actually had to print this down to tell me affordability and increased premiums and disruptions are why we won't keep the coverage. So the key highlights. High cost and lack of affordability are the most common factors that lead consumers to cancel their coverage. High cost and lack of affordability. Those sound like the same thing to me. But they're the most common factors that lead consumers to cancel coverage. And here's the synopsis. Consumers with higher premiums were more likely to terminate or cancel coverage. Genius. Consumers listed lack of affordability as one of the most common reasons for not paying for the first month's coverage. Can you imagine that? Disruptions in coverage options lead to fewer consumers retaining their coverage. Imagine that. Consumers without financial assistance were more likely to terminate or cancel coverage. And now here, let's get to the background of this genius document. Background. Consumers have seen individual market insurance premiums rise significantly since 2013. When comparing the average premiums found in 2013 medical loss ratio, or the MLR, data, and 2017 CMS Multidimensional Information and Data Analytics Systems, MIDAS data, the average premiums in the 39 states using healthcare.gov in 2017 increased from $232 in 2013 to $476 in 2017, a 105% increase. Okay? Now, for some reason, they can't figure out that that's a problem. Section 2. High cost and lack of affordability are the most common factors leading to consumers to cancel their health coverage. Imagine. Financial assistance and premiums. Based on 2017 enrollment data, consumers who enrolled through healthcare.gov and canceled or terminated coverage were less likely to have financial assistance than those who have maintained coverage through April 25th of 2017 or gained coverage through a special enrollment period. Enrollment data also show that consumers who canceled or terminated coverage had higher premiums than those who maintained coverage since the end of 2017 open enrollment or gained coverage through a special enrollment period. All right, let's look at that again. This brilliant document. Enrollment data also shows that consumers who canceled or terminated coverage had higher premiums than those who maintained coverage since the end of 2017, blah, 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 blah. Okay? Individual market premium changes, 2013 to 2017, over 100%. MLR data represent the entire individual market, including on and off exchange plans, as well as ACA or Obamacare and non-ACA compliant plans. Healthcare.gov calculations are based on enrollee selections during the annual open enrollment periods from 2014 to 2017. These data do not take into account premium tax credits. Individuals who select a plan may not always effectuate their enrollment or pay the first month's premium. These individuals are considered to have canceled their plans or have had their plans canceled by insurers. If an individual effectuates their enrollment by paying the first month's premium but ends their coverage after the first month, they're considered to have terminated their plans. Well, I'll be darned. I guess there's a difference. Now, folks, here's the problem. They're so out of touch that they have to put together a special report to actually realize and summarize that the rising cost of health insurance is why people won't buy it. And the summary of that is because it's not affordable. I'm telling you, we're looking right at the document. They're that stupid, okay? These are ACA plans. Now, you might be one of those people that ended up without coverage because of this, okay? I can help you. I can even show you zero deductible plans that are going to run about 50 to 60% less than Obamacare plans and give you coverage for wellness, maternity, checkups, office calls, all kinds of things like that, including surgeries, inpatient, outpatient hospitalizations, emergency rooms. Those plans are out there, but you have to talk to someone that knows where they are. Okay, now I'd like to help you with that if I can. I sell plans in Arkansas, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. I don't have to come out to your house or your business. You can talk to me right over the phone. You can buy the insurance right over the phone. You can make application right over the phone. And you can get, in many cases, issued the very day. There are a few health questions, but they're pretty simple. Okay? And I'm talking zero deductible plans. Now, some of you are getting Obamacare, but you have a $13,000 deductible. I can help you wipe that out, too. Now, maybe you don't want the added cost, but for a few bucks more, if you could turn that $13,000 deductible into a zero deductible and pick up some benefits you wouldn't otherwise have and dang sure get some coverage, I'm a good guy to talk to. All right, I'm going to wrap this one up right now, guys. I want to thank you for your time. Remember, if you have any questions, you can email me at questions@thehealthinsuranceguide.com, or if you want a quote to discuss coverage options for you, your family, your business, 888-295-0631. That's thehealthinsuranceguide.com, questions@thehealthinsuranceguide.com for my email, or call 888-295-0631. I service in Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas. Look forward to talking to you on the next one, guys. See ya.